It's 84 degrees at 8:51, and it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have ourselves another fine morning getting started here. We picked up on more rain yesterday across parts of the region. This was from Ohio and parts of Indiana back all the way up into the upper Mississippi River Basin area. Over the past 3 days, we've done a really decent job at producing generalized rain across the Midwest, although there has been quite a bit of variation from one county to another across the region. So some areas have done a lot better with rainfall than others, but still the coverage has been high, and quite a few areas have been given enough moisture to buy some time here so that we are not going to be faced with a shortage of moisture as we start that reproductive process. It does also look like there's some hope for relief in the southwest corner of the Corn Belt, where it's been so dry. That's parts of Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, as well as southwestern Iowa. These areas all have a good chance for rain at one time or another from Friday through Sunday. And then next week, there may be a frontal boundary that's somewhat stationary across some of that very same region that might produce some additional rain. If that indeed is the correct forecast and we get to this point next week and we have significantly eased the dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt, that's going to leave almost the majority of the Midwest without any serious moisture problems. There may be some dryness still ongoing in southwestern parts of Illinois, and there may be a few pockets out there across parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin area and perhaps in South Dakota that may have some dryness, but everybody else may end up doing relatively well. So we'll need to watch real closely the second week of the two-week outlook, which is basically starting at midweek next week and going into the following weekend. We'll actually have a cooler-than-normal bias for a big part of the Midwest. If that indeed verifies, too, where we will once again conserve that moisture in the soil and help give these crops a very good start to the first half of that reproductive season as we go into July. So the outlook here is quite good for the crop, and unfortunately the marketplace probably won't like that too much, but we will still have a very good environment for our corn in particular. The temperature bias out across the region is going to continue to be rather warm today. It's already over 80 degrees this morning in the southern half of Illinois, southern Indiana, and back across Missouri. That's pretty darn warm for this hour, and it sets the stage for temperatures that will be into the 90s this afternoon across some of those areas. Now, as we get into the day tomorrow, we'll be looking at a little bit milder conditions in those lower parts of the region. We'll see highs in the 80s primarily, maybe a couple spots coming close to 90, but this afternoon will certainly be the real cooker. For the areas further to the north today, we'll probably see temperatures only in the 70s across the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin area. And then as we get into the heart of the weekend, we'll probably see temperatures running mostly in the 80s and some lower 90s across a fair amount of the Midwest. Our next round of cooling comes during the early to middle part of next week, and that'll be fairly notable. You'll see the temperatures falling into the 70s across a big part of the Midwest, maybe even some upper 60s across the Great Lakes region. And 80-degree temperatures may disappear almost entirely, but at least be confined to areas near the Ohio and lower Missouri rivers. So pretty big change coming up for next week. Rain and thunderstorms across the region will be somewhat limited for a while, but we will have still some additional precipitation coming and going. I think most of the precipitation over the next couple of days will be rather restricted. Another cool front will cut across the region over the weekend, as I mentioned before, and that will bring us our first round of additional precipitation, but nothing heavy is advertised at the moment. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.